everybody. I'm Anna.
I'm Alex, and this is Mosaic.
So, Alex, you want to start this episode with a quick story, right?
I do. This is one my dad told me kind of recently.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. So, apparently, my grandfather, before he came to the U.S. from Portugal, he actually submitted papers to three different countries, South Africa, Brazil, and the U.S. And he said, whichever one gets back to me first and accepts me, that's the one I'm going to. First one came back, and it was the USA.
And here you are today.
Yes. Aren't you glad?
Oh my God, so glad. But why are you telling me this?
Okay. So the point is, life is random, right? And immigration can be random too. People wind up in places by chance for reasons they never could have expected.
In this episode, we meet Estela.
She came to the U.S. from Mexico almost by accident.
But as you'll hear, she found herself in a situation she could not have imagined. Married with kids and facing deportation.
I feel like a bird in a cage. Like, okay, I'm beautiful, I'm, you know, I could fly, but they don't let me.
Westerly is Rhode Island's southernmost town. And one thing you notice when you get here is there's a lot of water.
Yeah, there's the Pawcatuck River that separates Rhode Island from Connecticut. And then there's this, the big old Atlantic Ocean.
Outside of Rhode Island, Westerly is probably known best for its beaches and five-star hotel suites. But there's more to it than that. I know because I live here. The town also has a small but significant immigrant population.
People come here from all over. Jamaica, Eastern Europe, China, Central America. They work in construction, at hotels and nearby casinos, or in restaurant kitchens. Others have degrees and professional jobs.
We spent time with one immigrant living in Westerly, Estela. She lives about a two-minute walk away from my house, and she just happens to have a very memorable laugh. Halloween is months away, but Estela and her son Jorge are already hard at work sewing together his costume.
For his building, a custom for next Halloween.
It's got light-up eyes, gold teeth, a jester's hat, and horns. Pretty elaborate.
When you put it on? You could see by these little triangles right here.
How'd you learn to sew?
From my mom, like 2 days ago.
Estela also has a daughter, Sofia, and a husband, Diego. He's a house painter, and he's originally from Guatemala. She works at a hospital and cleans houses on the side.
And Estela says she never imagined a life like this back when she was in Veracruz, Mexico, 15 years ago.
Not at all.
She just graduated college with a degree in international business, and her goal was to run her own company.
And maybe she'd be doing that today if it hadn't been for a trip she and some friends took to Canada for fun when she was just 21 years old.
And I love the tour. It was from Montreal, Quebec, Ottawa, and Toronto.
That tour was on her mind a few years later. Estela and her friends had just graduated college, and they were looking for work. One idea came up. Why not try Canada?
And Estela thought that sounded pretty good. So in February 2005, they all flew to Montreal and started looking for jobs.
And was really frozen, really cold, and no work, any kind of job. We just worked one day, I think, cleaning a movie theater. And we just worked one night, and they never pay us. And finally, we decided to move to look better. Position here in the United States.
Estela is a no-regrets kind of lady, but an immigration lawyer would probably tell you her next move was inadvisable.
Yeah, I think so. So after a month in Montreal, Estela and her friends decide to go to the U.S. They walk 5 or 6 hours through the woods in the middle of the night to cross over into the United States at the Vermont border.
It's late March, early April, and there's still snow and ice on the ground. Estela's bundled up in this big winter jacket.
Was really cold and icy. Like in the nighttime, you didn't see where you're stepping. And sometimes you could get the water, the cold, icy water to your knee because you can't see. Just the moon was the only light we have.
She and her friends make it into Vermont early in the morning. They were all trespassing on private property, so Estela assumes someone called the police, and that's why they got picked up by the authorities.
Estela can't remember if it was immigration or the Vermont State Police, but either way, they seized her passport. and they gave her documents that said she could stay in the U.S. for up to 6 months.
If she wanted to stay longer, she'd have to file paperwork and do it the official way. Otherwise, she'd be here illegally. When you crossed into Vermont that morning, like, what were you thinking as you came into the U.S.?
I don't know. I was young, 25, 26 years old. I just went thinking, like,
I'm going to try the maple syrup.
Yeah, you know, it's okay. They will, if they ask me what I'm doing, I told them, like, I'm going to visit my aunt. And they asked me if I was thinking to stay. And I said, no, maybe I could go to Disney, you know, and do something fun here and come back. Because my idea wasn't to stay here.
Estella never made it to Magic Kingdom.
No Mickey, no Splash Mountain. Instead, she went down to New York City and stayed with some friends there.
Right, and pretty soon after that, Estella was talking to her mom back in Mexico, and she told Estella, if you want to stay in the U.S., go to Westerly, Rhode Island. See, there was a family friend there, and he could help her settle in and do everything she needed to do to stay in the country legally.
And my mom told me, well, we know him. We know that you're going to be in a good hands. Is a person who we know you're going to be good.
So Estella goes to Westerly, but she finds out immediately that this guy already has other friends living with him. The house is full, so she's got to go find somewhere else to stay.
But this guy has a friend at work who says Estella can crash on his couch if she wants to.
And his name is Diego.
Her future husband?
That's right, that Diego.
And that's why I meet him.
You guys started dating at some point?
What I could tell you is just, ¿cómo se dice? Si del cielo te caen limones. If from the sky you receive lemons, you need to learn how to make lemonade, you know?
So how soon after you moved to Westerly was Jorge born?
Well, I arrived here in April.
Of 2005?
Yes. And Jorge born in March 2006. Make your numbers.
It's pretty quick.
Yes. Yes.
And this pretty much changes everything for Estella. Moving back to Mexico whenever she wants isn't an easy option anymore.
She has a really big reason to stay in the U.S. now. And this isn't an easy transition. Diego and Estella don't know each other really well. And they're not on the same page about what they want out of life in the U.S.
Estella says she grew up with a little bit more in a big city in Mexico than Diego had in his small village in Guatemala. She wanted to work towards a career and a comfortable life, and he was just okay getting by. And Estella says she was having some other issues, too.
Diego was in a different way to be, like, he wants to be, like, the macho, and I consider myself really responsible. Like, I try to pay bills on time, and he wasn't like that. He wasn't, oh, no, wait. And I said, why you want to warm it up the money? And because of that, we fight a lot.
That wasn't the only thing stressing Estella out. Remember, back in 2005, she was given 6 months to stay in the U.S. She's way past that deadline now. And by 2011, she and Diego have a second child, Sophia.
Because Estella isn't in the country legally, she could be kicked out at any moment.
She also can't get a social security number.
And because of that, she's stuck doing under-the-table work off the books.
Right. And that's really stressful for Estella because she's taking all these different classes so she can get credentials and start a career in the U.S.
Like, I finished my GED. I finished a teacher assistant program. I have my certification to be a bartender. I did another certification for food server. So many things, and I didn't have the social security to work on it. Like, how I could work if I don't have social? I feel like a bird in a cage. Like, okay, I'm beautiful, I'm, you know, I could fly, but they don't let me.
One day, things boil over.
The whole family is driving up I-95 to Providence when Estella suddenly says to Diego, get off the highway.
I told him, get out from here, and like in the exit too. And he said, what happened? And I said, I don't feel good. And I just opened the door, get down, and I start walking. walking and crying, and I said, this is, I don't want this life. Like, I don't really want this life. I feel so bad, I can't grow, and I'm not myself. I don't know, I don't like it. I walked like a mile, I think, and finally my kids convinced me to get in the car, and he bring me back home. But I was crying and crying and crying. I said, everything that we have here is not enough. Like, I don't feel free because I can do anything. I continue studying, I continue preparing myself, but for what?
What Estela's describing is something I think a lot of people can identify with.
Definitely. Yeah, I think you're right. Like, a lot of people don't always go through life with a plan. We go from one thing to another and we just see what happens.
And sometimes things just snowball and build up, and then we're in this situation where we're like, how did I get here?
Right. And in Estela's case, the fact that she's an immigrant and she faces all these legal problems, that makes her situation so much harder.
So she decides she's going to do something about that.
I hope you could videotape things. Sophia.
It's an average weeknight at Estela's. The TV's on, she's cooking dinner, grilled cheese for the kids, canned squid for her and Diego. And her son and daughter are on the couch playing video games.
What's the objective of this game?
You have to save berries that the enemy Bowser captured.
Sounds intense.
This is Estela's daughter, Sophia. She's 8. Her son, Jorge, is 13.
Yeah, what grade are you in, Jorge?
7th.
How do you like school?
It's good, but I feel like the older kids try to think that they're like the best, like the 8th graders.
What kind of stuff are you into?
Mostly video games.
Me too.
Sophia says she likes animals a lot, especially her dog, Bean. Jorge says he wants to be a surgeon someday, or maybe an astronaut.
So, Diego came home?
Yes. Diego!
Yeah. Diego, hey, how you doing? Good, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
So, how are things?
Good, good.
Good, good. Yeah.
This is Diego, obviously. He just got home from a painting job. He and Estela got married 5 years ago, and they bought this house a few years back.
He says they got the house with the help of a loan from a guy he was doing a job for because he couldn't get financing from a bank.
People here, if you help them and they see what you do for them, they appreciate that. There's lots of people here that are very good people.
Estela says she also loves the people at the hospital, the staff, the patients, and she now has a permit to work legally in the United States. But her situation is by no means resolved.
Right. So after that day when she got out of the car and was crying on the side of the road, Estela and Diego contacted an attorney.
Estela wanted to apply to be in the U.S. legally and get on with her life.
The lawyer looked into her case and told Estela she had a deportation order out against her and had been active for years. She was lucky to still be in the U.S.
Right, because that work she was doing, taking classes and getting all of those certifications, some of that could have exposed her to authorities.
The lawyer told me, you're practically putting yourself like the meat on the grill. Because you're telling everybody, hey, I'm here. You could come and catch me.
So Estela still has a deportation order out against her. And that's probably a little confusing to people because she's still in the U.S. and she's working here legally.
Right. So the way she does it is she applies annually to stay her deportation and get a 12-month work permit. She's been doing it for several years now, and so far it's worked.
But it's just a 12-month reprieve, 1 year at a time. And that year goes by fast.
In the meantime, she's living with a lot of uncertainty, especially after the 2016 election.
When Mr. Trump get to the power, to the presidency, the lawyer, he gave me really bad news. Like, he told me, you know, in your next immigration appointment, maybe they are going to send you back.
It's tough news. And Estela and Diego are worried about how the kids are taking all of this.
Right, because they hear all about President Trump and what's happening to immigrants. Their dad isn't under immediate threat of deportation, but they know about their mom's situation.
So Estela and Diego decide to take the whole family to get some therapy.
So many questions to my kids about how they seen the situation and how they think they could survive or if they would like. And Jorge was fine. but who shows more depression situation was Sophia. Yeah, Sophia was a little stressed about being separated. But now I feel like she is more, like she's stronger and she is more, like she doesn't believe that that is going to happen.
I never talked to Sophia about her mom's immigration status. Because she's 8, it seemed like it'd be too much. But I did ask Jorge what he thinks about immigration more broadly.
Immigration? Do you have any thoughts on that topic?
I mean, I don't think it's fair because, first of all, you're not supposed to kick someone out just because they weren't born there. Because technically they live there too if they've already settled and made their life. That's just like kicking someone out of their house for no reason.
He seems like a really thoughtful kid.
Yeah, he is. And he's had to think about a lot of scary stuff that other kids never have to worry about.
Yeah, Estela says Jorge asked her about violence in Mexico. He hears about it on TV and he wants to know, could he and his family be killed if they live there?
And Estela and Jorge have had some pretty heavy conversations. Like, what would Jorge do if ICE came to the door one day and was looking to take Estela away?
The other day I talked with my son, what if this happened? And he said, I will not open the door. And I said, yeah, but if they have a note that they, you know, slide under the door and said that there's a court that required me to be taken out from the house, you need to do it. Like, how are you going to feel about it? And he said, I don't know. And I said, me neither.
Estella's not totally sure what she feels about a lot of things. Or at least I get that impression when I talk to her. She changes her mind a lot.
Right, like sometimes she's really adamant that she wants to stay in the United States. And she's mad that some people don't want to give her a chance.
I'm a good person. Give me the opportunity to demonstrate that I could do or I could be somebody.
Yeah, today I'm supposed to have a day off.
But sometimes you catch Estela on other days, like this one, and she sounds different. She's frustrated. And you get the sense that she's had enough of life in the U.S., and a part of her wants to go back to Mexico.
I never feel depression in Mexico. Never, 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 never. But here, I feel sometimes like, what is the reason? What is next? It's just work, house, work.
Estela says there's a lot about life in Mexico that's appealing to her. The weather's better, and she likes the food there more.
She also misses her family and her friends back home, and all that support she says she doesn't have in the U.S.
And I really miss that. It's been 15 years, you know? There's not a short period of time.
It sounds like you're kind of at peace with the idea that you might have to go to Mexico and that be your life?
Yeah.
When you hear Estela's story, you can understand why she would say that.
Right. But she also knows going back to Mexico would really complicate things.
Yeah, like would Diego need to stay in Westerly? Where would Jorge and Sophia go? Would they split their time between Rhode Island and Mexico?
I mean, the simplest solution would be for all of them to stay in the U.S. And Estela thinks that there's actually a very good possibility of that.
Yeah, Diego has a court date in January 2020. They expect to find out then if he'll be granted legal permanent residency in the United States.
If that happens, Estela thinks that that will really improve her chances of staying in the country for good.
What do you think you guys will do if you find out that he's getting that status to be a permanent resident?
I'm going to be happy, but not as happy as I have that decision for myself.
Mosaic is a production of the Publix Radio, edited by Sally Isley with production help from James Baumgartner and Aaron Selbig. Our original music is by Bryn Bliska. Tori Malatia is the general manager of the Publix Radio, and thank you to literacy volunteers of Washington County for introducing us to Estela. I'm Ana Gonzalez.
And I'm Alex Nunes. Thanks for listening. Support for this podcast comes from Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security at carnegie.org.